Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Friday, May 24th, 2019, here are three big things you need to know to start your day. Three, the cleanup continues after dozens of tornadoes have ripped across the nation's midsection this week. At least three people killed when the Jefferson City, Missouri took a direct hit on a giant twister about 24 hours ago. The bad is the weather pattern is continuing. Two, the president comes out with both barrels blazing at Democrats who say he has no interest in important deals like USMCA or infrastructure, but instead he says they only want to attack him and his family under false pretenses. Nancy Pelosi says his family should stage an intervention. And number one, there's more. The big story is almost here. Last night, without warning, the White House issues a statement announcing that President Trump has authorized Attorney General William Barr to declassify all of the information associated with the Mueller report, all of the Russian collusion information to be declassified at the Attorney General's discretion. And that's a huge story. But first, we have breaking news today, because just moments ago across the pond, the Prime Minister of the UK, Theresa May, announced she will be stepping down effective June the 7th, saying that she has come to the conclusion that she can no longer help her country move forward. This entire mess with Brexit taking its toll on Theresa May. Let's go across the pond. This happened just moments ago. It's bite number nine with Theresa May saying enough is enough. Go.
I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
And she walks away, obviously, very emotional moment for Theresa May. Donald Trump headed to the UK on the 3rd of June. So in the next few days, next week. And then as soon as that state visit concludes, Theresa May will be on her way, resigning as the leader of the Conservative Party effective June 7th. The Conservatives will then pick a new leader who will become the next prime minister. Her resignation comes after she tried and failed three times to get lawmakers to pass the Brexit without success. The Brexit withdrawal deal has been a disaster for Theresa May. It's been a disaster for the UK in general as they battle with Brussels and others trying to figure out how to get out of the European Union. Former Foreign Secretary and Brexit hardliner Boris Johnson leading in opinion polls and betting markets. Boris Johnson, hardcore, could be the next leader of the UK. Of course, we'll keep an eye on all of those things as they develop today and through the weekend. Not surprising that Theresa May is stepping down. Not surprising at all for those of us that have been watching. In fact, it might be a bit overdue. All right, so this came out last night, and switching gears now, because I think this is monumental. And so does Adam Schiff, apparently, because he's very upset about this. But Donald Trump last night issues a directive giving Attorney General William Barr the authority now to declassify documents related to the 2016 surveillance of his campaign. He ordered the intelligence community to cooperate with Barr, whatever it took. Here's in part what the memo read. The heads of elements of the intelligence community and the heads of each department or agency that includes an element of the intelligence community shall promptly provide such assistance and information as the Attorney General may request in connection with that review. Today, at the request and recommendation of the Attorney General of the United States, President Donald J. Trump directed the intelligence community to quickly and fully cooperate with the Attorney General's investigation into surveillance activities during the 2016 presidential election. That last part from Sarah Sanders. So what does this mean? Well, it means that the Democrats are nervous because Adam Schiff came right out and said it's just a plan to weaponize the intelligence community by this president. Adam Schiff obviously not pleased that Donald Trump has made all of this material available to you and to me. Because then you and I, we can make a decision on what's right, what's wrong, what was done, what was happening, and hopefully we'll be able to dig deeper into some of the things that have been said like by people like Trey Gowdy, who have indicated there are transcripts and recordings and indications of nefarious activities being pulled off by the opponents of the president before he was elected, during the transition, and then into his administration. So these are important considerations, and it's very big news. Now, yesterday, the president, obviously quite irritated still over Nancy Pelosi saying that he's conducting a cover-up of what nobody's quite sure, because, again, there are 448 pages of the Mueller report available for you to read, for me to read, for anybody to read, that are mostly unredacted. Mostly unredacted. In fact, 90% or more of the report is there at your fingertips, 93%, I suppose. And for Democrats, you can actually look at the report, almost 99.9% complete, two sentences and five partial sentences, the only redactions. And yet, Gerald Nadler and his colleagues in the Democrat Party have not gone to that secure room to look at the document. So obviously, they're not particularly interested in that. But when asked about Nancy Pelosi saying that the president stormed out of a meeting the day before on infrastructure, that the president's family should pull an intervention because he's, you know, she's alluding to the fact that he's emotional, he's not in control of the job, this and that. While talking about the USMCA and standing with farmers, the president fired back at Nancy yesterday. It's bite number five. And he fired with both barrels. You listen to what the president had to say about Nancy Pelosi in her comments. Bite number five. Go.
You know, she's a mess. Look, let's face it. She doesn't understand it. And they sort of feel she's disintegrating before the rush. She does not understand it. They want to have her understand it before we... It's finished. It's signed. As you know, Mexico's approved the deal. Canada's approved the deal. And they're waiting to get a signal for her. Now, I would say this, the farmers should start talking to the Democrats in the House. The Senate's ready to approve it, the Republican Senate, but the Democrat House is not. Pelosi does not understand the bill. She doesn't understand it. Even though unions are in favor of it, farmers, everybody just about is in favor of it. It's a replacement for, as I said, the worst trade deal ever made. So she's got to get up to snuff, learn the bill. And by the way, I think she wants to approve it. I think.
Yeah, we'll find out. It's an important bill for the upper Midwest, the states that carried Trump to the White House, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin. All of these states will benefit greatly from a new USMCA, NAFTA 2.0, if you will. Then the media took a lot of shots at the president yesterday, saying that his demeanor during that press conference you were just listening to was somehow, you know, he was having a temper tantrum there as well. I mean, maybe I'm not... very well in tune with what a temper tantrum looks like, but I think I am. Might run in the family from time to time. And that's not a temper tantrum. That's just somebody saying this is the way it is. And they also had issue and took issue with the fact that the president said, now, wait a second. She said, I pounded my fist and went around the room and stormed in and stormed out. He said there were 25 people there. And so there were people in attendance at this press conference yesterday. He said, did I act that way? No. Did I act that way? Tell me what went on. And they said, well, that's totally bizarre. The president would ask, well, not bizarre. The media gobbles up this garbage without question, without verification, without vetting it at all. Well, he stormed out. The president, they said he stormed out and acted like a madman and had a temper tantrum. Well, that's what we'll report. There is no critical thinking in newsrooms across this country, and there should be. Quick break now. It's Friday, the 24th of May. You're connected with the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with. We were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar. But the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.